So, listeners, I'm Sean Leary, and I'm here with the MCTV interns from high school for the last year. Hey, guys. Hi. Why don't we go around and introduce ourselves?
I'm Chris Cantwell.
I'm Shannon Flaherty.
I'm Haley Barnhard.
I'm John Fahey.
Welcome, guys. This is actually the second time we've done a podcast, but the first one, we never really got done. We tried making sandwiches and chit-chatting for about 2 hours, and no one ever came in to edit it. So here we are, we're trying again. Let's get right to it. So congratulations on graduating, guys.
Thank you.
What have the last few weeks been like now that you're done with school?
A bender.
What? It's a month-long bender.
Yeah.
Of soda and stuff like that, because you're 18, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say the amount of sleep I've gotten has doubled by just utterly, like, destroying my sleep schedule and waking up at noon.
Yeah.
So that's
me too. Yeah. But I go to bed, like, 10 times later now,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like...
It's a lot of moments where you're up at 3 a.m. You're just like, why? I don't even want to be...
Yeah, you're
like, I'm doing nothing.
Yeah.
Got no reason
it's
to do
that.
A lot
of freedom. Yeah.
What's an average day look like?
Waking up
noon. At like 12.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then
get some pancakes at 1 p.m.
Yeah. And then do like one thing and then go back out. Or like, I don't know.
Sometimes you go to a grad party.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, I'm going to clean. Yeah. And you do it more often. You're like, I'm going to clean. And then you just like sit down and do nothing for a couple hours and say, hey, I tried. And then you go to bed.
I'm sorry, you earned that right. So, any exciting plans for the summer?
No. I wish, but like, no.
More sleep eventually?
Yeah, that's exciting.
At some point.
You're not sleeping right now?
Maybe fix the sleep schedule.
That might be smart. Yeah. I got a national youth and government thing in like a week and a half because I'm a nerd.
This kid.
Then I might go to Maine.
Doesn't stop.
It's more fun.
The grind never stops.
I might go to New York tomorrow.
That sounds cool.
What?
You haven't decided.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
You're just going to follow him around for the rest of the tour.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. I'd do that too if I liked Harry Styles.
Yeah.
But I
don't like Harry Styles.
Yeah.
No, I like him, but I'm not like a huge fan. I was never like a 1D gal, you know?
He's fine.
He's great. He's great.
Were you Crab Sauce?
No. I was never any of those. That wasn't my forte.
What's your music of choice then?
Well, shout out John Fahey. Show me Brockhampton.
Oh,
I like rap, kind of like Frank Ocean stuff like that.
Like John Fahey stuff.
Like John Fahey stuff. Yeah.
We're gonna start on Frank, please.
John Fahey, local rapper.
I went to your show the other day. It was an interesting crowd.
Mm-hmm. You should come to the next one. It's only $5 to get in.
Oh.
Isn't it in a different location too?
Mm-hmm. We have a stage.
Ooh.
And free pizza for the first and last hour. So.
Ooh.
First and last.
Sean sounds interested.
What's the date?
The 29th.
The 29th? What time?
It's a Friday. I don't even know. I don't even know yet.
You don't know what day the 29th? The 29th is a Friday.
Yeah. So,
first and last hour. We're not going to tell you which hours those are. You just got to camp out the venue 24/7.
I think it starts at 6:30.
Where is it?
Laura Center for the Arts in Hanover. You know the YMCA?
It's the Y.
Yeah.
It's the building next to it that no one ever recognizes or like sees.
Obviously.
It's
a boss.
Hi.
It's the Grinch. Remember that time you like stole Christmas?
Good time.
Remember that time we photoshopped him under the Grinch? They said we were fired.
He's still here.
He's giving daggers from his eyes to you guys right now in the control room. So, some of the fun things you guys got to do after you graduated was Grad Night Live.
Oh yeah.
How did that go?
It was really fun.
That was really fun.
I got an octopus painted onto my face.
I like hurt myself a lot from playing volleyball.
I skinned all of my joints going to the obstacle race.
Yeah, I tried to break dance and then I just like cut open my arm.
Lots of pain.
It's funny, the Grad Night Live gambling room, that's where all like the school committee members, like the local elected officials are like, we'll go help kids gamble. That seems like a good move for us. I sat with Sean for a while.
Yeah, Sean Costello.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have my fortune read.
Yeah, you waited like 2.5 hours for that.
I did, not worth it. Yeah. It was
really?
Super
apparently
mediocre.
They said the same
Do you guys
thing
believe
to
like
everyone
like
that was like vague?
I mean, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
well, no. Can we say names on this?
Go for it.
All right, Danny Hickey came out and he was like, he was so shook. He's like, dude, I don't even, like, this pertains to my situation completely. I need a minute. And then I had to ask him when I saw him outside of school, like, a week later, or, like, 2 weeks later. He was like, dude, it was scary. It was wild, dude. I don't even know how to explain it.
Spoke to his soul.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, because I got my fortune read, too, which waiting in line was a long time. And there's some stuff that was like, yeah, you could put that together from information I already gave you. But there's some stuff that's like, well, that was out of left field.
Yeah. What did they tell you?
That was a good guess. They had one card that was just like, that should just stop and like explain the whole tarot to me. It was just like, this is the best one. I was like, okay, sure.
You decide that, yeah.
That's the Harvard card.
Yeah, she told Elisa, like, you're in danger. Stay on campus next year. And she was already, like, afraid to be in Baltimore. And the girl's, like, ruined her life. Poor Elisa.
I think the highlight of the fortune teller for me wasn't actually there, but from waiting in line for so long. We were with Mitch, who was powering through, and he was pretty insistent on not having caffeine. So we were just kind of going off because it was, like, 3 a.m. So it led up with at one point of he had me jump on his back and then just like started doing push-ups with me still hanging out. Yeah. So that was how he stayed awake.
I feel like that would make you more tired.
No. Yeah. I don't know, adrenaline, something.
So now that you're done with high school, what's one of your favorite memories from high school?
Ooh. That's a good question.
Take a moment to think.
Daniel was selected to be an intern.
Right. And the second best.
Oh my god.
There's so it's many. All a blur at this point. I can't remember. Somebody else go
first.
It was
all that good.
Somebody else go first.
Yeah, clearly.
Wow. High school. We went there.
See you later.
Well, thanks, because there's a lot of stuff that's fun, but there's also when people are like, these are the best days of your life. The answer is, it better not be.
Yeah.
I don't remember high school anymore.
how many concussions?
I don't even know at this point.
I like staying over for the senior video.
Yeah, that was fun.
Senior video was more fun than grad night.
I also
kind of
like went insane, though.
Which was weird.
Me
like,
too.
I was kind of like, the lights like were kind of making me feel like I was in like an alternate universe.
I
was not feeling well.
It was funny that we were editing senior video, and Shaq put in the thing at the end that was all like from Snapchat stories and stuff of like chronicling the editing process.
Yeah. And there's I was one like manically laughing.
Oh, I didn't
hit 3 a.m.
see that.
I was like, fine.
Did he just
but there was the part where it's at 6:40 and it says, we're all done. And I was in the back editing and I would keep editing for the next like half an hour because I finished like 7:15.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. I had to leave. Couldn't stay. Yeah. I was really going insane. Something was wrong.
4 a.m. I was like rip singing on the third floor.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I?
I couldn't even get up to the third floor.
I saw the video of Shaq falling off a skateboard.
That was funny.
Mitch got him. Then we went to prom and then
we
died.
Oh yeah. I don't know how you guys did that.
Was
I had to film the prom like red carpet, but like even that, I was so tired.
And I didn't sleep.
I was up for 46 hours.
Yeah.
Prom was a tad bit whack.
Was it?
And last year.
Oh.
Just a little bit. I don't know. I did just like.
Yeah, no. I kind of.
Everyone was so hyped up. They're like, yo, red carpet, let's get ready with our days and everything. We're going to look nice. You get off the red carpet, you go, and you're just like, wow, this is.
I feel like this year's prom kind of stunk.
I feel like last year's kind of did too.
I felt like last year's was better because I knew everyone.
Yeah,
I think all ballrooms
are kind of the same. That's what I was learning about prom venues, is that they're really not, except I guess Gillette's different.
Quincy Marriott,
but
right?
Like the Marriott and Lombardo's did not seem that different because like it's just a ballroom.
Yeah.
Gillette was different, but also then we just watched the soccer game, so.
Yeah, I had mine at Gillette.
But,
so prom was not that great.
I mean, because I went from being in drama of like, if you're a guy in drama, there just aren't that many of them, so you get to go a couple times because people are just like, oh god, I need someone.
Like, here, Chris, let's go to prom.
So, but it's like, I think this year's was the best just because sophomore year, I was kind of avoiding my date. Last year, my date was avoiding me, and this year, we're both like, okay, we're going to an event together. So, like, this year set up the best from that perspective for me, even though I was delirious.
Yeah.
So, do you have any plans going forward?
Sleep.
No.
Any sort of plans at all?
For the rest of our lives? No.
No, just winging it.
I don't know. I
have definitely like, has some plans.
My life up to the 29th is planned out. Aside from that, I have nothing.
up to the 29.
I should get, like, John's autograph, like, yeah, right now.
I know.
And save it for...
For when he's
when I can then sell it.
I've only had to sign one autograph, and my first one was taken from me.
Oh.
Because there's this kid, Brennan Finneran. Some girl walks up to him, she's like, "You John Faye?" He's like, yeah. She's like, "Can I get your autograph?" And he was like, signs my name.
Wow.
So we have rap beef.
You took your, wow.
Wow.
Are you going to make, like, a diss track or something?
I was thinking about it. There was something that squashed it, but, like, I was a little salty.
Chris signed my yearbook, like, in the corner. So he was like, "In case you need to get this scanned." And I was like...
Scanned?
Yeah, scanned. Like, to copy it.
What, like a library book? What do you mean?
No.
Not like a part.
Like, what do you mean?
To, like, copy it. Like, replicate.
I mean,
for when he's, like, the president of the
United States.
The real thing was, like, I would just sign it above the picture and then write the message below because I didn't know how much space it was going to use.
Sure,
but.
Sure.
No, I didn't get, like, any signatures on my yearbook, so.
Oh. I'll sign it.
Thanks. I don't have it. But you can just sign my arm.
Keep in touch.
And I'll just
I did sign somebody's hand, like, I think it was Jack Pike's when we were at a banquet.
I just wrote hags in a bunch of people's things.
Wow.
In eighth grade, I wrote in Abby Varney's, I just said, "It'll get better."
Have a great summer.
Oh.
Hags.
Okay.
You never know that?
No, I never knew that. I didn't think that was a thing.
Hags. It's the most ingenuine thing.
Will you get me Big Tommy's signature?
I can get you Big Tommy's signature, don't worry.
Big Tommy, do you know Big Tommy?
No.
Oh.
Oh, fake fan.
You're a big fan.
Yeah, I haven't been to
him. Picasso.
He's
like a rapper. And he's like
chubby.
His
thing is that he's just, like, very so loud cute and intense, and everyone's like, alright, and that's, like, kind of his whole...
Everybody, like, kind of, like, goes along with
his songs,
it.
No one knows the verses, but the hooks and the choruses are just, like, so high.
They just get you.
I was like, damn!
I'm sitting back.
I paint pictures like Picasso. And then the verse comes and everyone's like, yeah.
Like, yeah, no, he's just so into it that you're like, alright, I guess we're going. Like,
I guess we're into it. We kind of want to have him headline the next one.
You should.
But, like, he doesn't have enough music, so...
But, like, just that one song... Like, does he have more songs other than just Picasso? Because, like, I have that song on SoundCloud. Yes. I, like, actually listen to
he
it.
Has
and, like,
that, he has two other songs out.
I gotta listen to them.
They're not as good as Picasso.
They're not, yeah. But, that, like, song is good. That song is, like, actually good.
Yeah. I love that song.
You guys should all listen to it. All the viewers.
Have some direction what we're talking about?
No, this is fine.
Okay. Everyone check out Big Tommy on SoundCloud.
This is just a lot of promotions for... John and his friends.
Yeah. We sell clothes too. You should definitely buy some.
I like you to pick up the mic and talk into it.
The microphone can hear you.
I just want to hear me more. Because it's an important message.
It's very important.
For the kids.
For the kids.
This is me talking. This is an advertisement.
Speaking of advertisement, John Fahey just did a podcast with Desmond yesterday where he talks about his music.
Oh.
So go check that out whenever that's online.
Wow. We're just doing that again now.
Yeah.
I know. So...
Just minus Desmond.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Oh, no, there's Desmond.
Desmond over in the control room.
Desmond just, like, playing Mario Kart, like...
Town meeting.
Oh. On the Switch or whatever.
Town meeting was interesting because it's so much fun and simultaneously, like, so painful.
Yeah,
it's, like, so painful that it's fun, almost.
Yeah.
That makes any
it
sense.
It was fun because, like, we had each other.
Yeah. To talk to through the little...
And we got hella cheese.
Hella cheese!
On the meatball subs. Oh my god. That food was so good.
Hella cheese on the meatball sub.
Really?
What?
I think he said something's still in the fridge from that. We need to throw that away.
Oh god.
This was like months ago.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
From the
I think he just went to go check.
That cheese is probably hella moldy at this
point. Yeah.
Yikes.
Boom.
I think I left the bread in the fridge.
How much would it cost for you to eat that?
How much
infinite
food
amount of dollars?
took me a second to think, though.
So, let's talk about your actual internship here.
Oh, yeah, that.
We had you guys do a lot of government meetings.
Yeah.
That was probably really boring.
Oh,
I liked them.
It was
honestly
kind of, like, informative.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that was happening that I didn't know.
But I just like looking at like the characters, like
the people,
like the characters. People were very interesting. Papa, I got to meet Papa, my Papa. It was really a once in a lifetime experience.
I think that deserves some explaining. Maybe?
No, we'll leave that one as it is. All
right, it's interesting. Because I feel like town government's interesting where it's local, so everything affects you more directly than any other level, but also, like, everything's so in the weeds that it's not, like, accessible. So, like, some boards are easier to be like, oh, I know what they're talking about, and that's not that bad. But then if you're going to, like, zoning and planning and stuff, then you're like, oh,
I
don't have an architecture degree, so
like,
I don't really know what we're doing here.
I struggle with that, too, sometimes.
Yeah. Oh. Town meeting? Like, government meetings were the most fun consistently, but then when you go to town meeting, it's just like it's such a blast because then you see BP getting up there.
It's like the Emmys.
Kind of like, yeah, ready to cry, like, and then who was the guy who's almost
started
crying?
Show.
I was standing up next to where the pufferfish used to be.
And
he's just like, our ancestors did not plan for this or whatever. And he starts like almost crying. I'm like dying right there next to the boards. It's so funny.
The pufferfish is really.
The highlight.
That was a meme.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
The pufferfish.
Puffer there was a pufferfish next to the, on the stage where they still had the set up for play you guys were doing.
And whatever that was.
The pufferfish meme just like came alive with Sean Fahey standing up there for like 2 days straight.
I mean, I remember that you were, I was up there briefly and then you said, interact with the pufferfish. I was like, okay.
Aggressively. No, that's so true. Town meeting's like an awards show.
Yeah, literally. It's like like the normal shows are like the government meetings and like the award show, like the
special edition. The end of the year crossover event.
I swear, some people just get up there to talk. They don't know what they're saying.
Some people just love the limelight. Remember when Chris spoke?
Yeah,
and Chris, we all were like,
that kid didn't know what he was saying at all.
Chris Campbell, what an idiot. I thought it was funny though, where I basically got up and I was like, can we be less ridiculous about this? And then the mariner was like, do you want to talk to us about that? And I was like, no. Sure, but like,
it's pretty self-explanatory.
Because I just got up and I was just like, I'm annoyed.
Well, it's probably a good idea.
I rest my case. And I sat down. And then everybody was like, thank you for speaking up. And I was like, what do you mean? I was just annoyed.
It was like,
I was such an intrus.
It was like something straight out of like a Parks and Recs episode. Because like, someone got up and was just like, I don't understand this, so I'm gonna assume it's a conspiracy, like almost verbatim. Like,
yeah. Conspiracy theories, though. That's what was so funny. Oh,
I know.
That's what's it is that it's really interesting to watch because there's so many people in town who put kind of like an exhaustive amount of effort into like looking for accountability and paying attention to what the government does, and that's an admirable thing in itself. But then they take it to a point where they're slowing the process down and making it less efficient and just making conspiracy theories. Like, they're trying to expose government inefficiency, but they're the source of it. Like, it's a weird.
My God, Childish Gambino said, this is America.
So. Was that something about gun violence or town meeting? We don't know.
We don't know. Definitely town meeting. So did you guys see any weird stuff happen at the meetings you guys covered? Any?
Yes. The first time me and Shannon ever filmed government meeting, someone started crying.
Really?
And we just, like, felt so awkward. We weren't sure what to do. I felt bad for the woman, but...
Zoom in.
It was about, like, this, like...
It was
I don't even know what she's talking
about. Street.
There was a dead-end street, and there was, like, a sign or a fence or something.
And they were like, you have to put a dead-end sign. And then
she
just started
like,
bawling.
No, I can't.
You can't do that. And I was like...
Why?
I'm like, people are going to drive
off
the cliff. And all the board members were just like, you have to put a sign.
She was like,
it was so funny.
I remember I was filming a Board of Public Works. There's a meeting that was called like by citizen petition, but the person who filed the petition was also on the board. So he's sitting there and the rest of the board is like, here's your ethics paperwork. I don't think you're allowed to do this. It was a really, it's like going through a PowerPoint. It was just a really weird vibe.
Do you remember what meeting that was?
It was Board of Public Works. It was early in the year.
Gotcha.
I don't know if we're calling people out or not.
No.
Papa gave us candy.
Yeah, Papa always gave me candy. So. My Papa. He's like Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He's so nice.
The grandfather I never had.
Pretty sure that's impossible to not have a grandfather. right?
You're supposed to have two of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but like...
Ideally.
But like the grandfather figure that you needed in your life. Yeah. Gotcha.
The metaphor of your grandfather.
Yeah, I got you.
The grandfather shaped hole in my heart.
Yes. You found this at Town Hall.
Yeah. I would have thought. Shout out Town Hall.
Oh, that's the quote of the episode. Is town meeting filled the grandfather shape?
So what else did we have you guys cover? We also had you guys cover sports.
And
some parades.
I think
I love sports. I would always make you guys do the switcher because
I hated that. Well, we had community media day where I taught the little kid to use the switcher, but I just for sports, I think it was Tropical Storm Jose that I was filming a football game, and there were points where I'd just be pointing at the wrong side of the field because the rain was over the lens and in my eyes, and I just couldn't track the game anymore.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, the equipment was completely soaked after that game.
I think there were points where you were like, you can go home. And I was like, I'm getting paid. But then like the telecom people were staying too. And I was like, I don't know why you guys are still here.
Troopers for Shaq.
No kidding.
The connection like always go out like sometimes during those games. And I'd be like,
Sean said the cables are temporary.
Yeah. They're
this permanent structure.
So they're...
Why?
What?
The way they designed the cables, they basically built the school, built the wiring... And then someone else came in and changed the wiring. Like, they had two different companies do all that stuff. And the wires they used is made so you just, like, plug it in and forget it. And that's not what we use it for. We plug in and unplug as we need it. And I guess that ends up causing problems with it. So you get, like, flickering after, like, 20 minutes of using it.
Oh, God.
It's all a load of crap.
Yeah, and, like, the way that they designed the speakers to just, like, block the view of the field. Mm-hmm. It was, like...
They didn't think that through.
That all the general consensus about most things in the high school is people who like built the building like thought out what they were doing, and the people who did all the like IT and wiring, like it kind of works.
Yeah.
Sometimes the clocks say lockdown for no reason. Whenever we do a lockdown drill, we do three of them because something doesn't work.
Oh man.
It's interesting from lockdown drills. I was watching a thing on the news where they were watching like. The safest school in America. Look at these extreme measures these kids are doing. And I was like, that's all pretty normal.
Yeah.
You go hide against the wall? Yeah, we've been doing that since sixth grade. Like,
yeah. Casuals. So what else do we have you guys do? We had community media day. And then we also, do you guys do community Christmas too?
Yeah.
Every year.
It's a blast. Yeah, you've been doing that a couple of years, haven't you?
Since sixth grade.
Sixth grade? Every year you've been doing it since sixth grade?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How has it changed? How do you like that?
I don't like that we moved away from Daniel Webster School.
No?
That's like, because it's just so fun to see everyone like go up on stage and like wait their turn and then see some people, like some people have really cringy performances and it's like, it's sad laughing to it, but like you have to. But like we just don't have that same vibe in the studio because you don't get to see everyone lined up for their performances.
I forgot about the game of like sitting in the booth and looking across the three robotics and trying to find the shot that has like the least comfortable people in it.
The least comfortable people.
Because there's always, and whenever there's a group performance, there's always a couple people who are like, get me out.
Remember when we were all playing with the same girl during the hockey one when they were singing? We were like, everyone down.
She was so uncomfortable.
2 years ago we had her in Studio A.
Yeah, we did.
This year we had in the auditorium, which was cool. I like that. So I'm cool with that. That's the only thing.
Wasn't there a whole thing in the studio where we were giving out the wrong phone number?
I think we were.
Yeah. You guys
Oops.
Were like...
I remember Community Media Day, we had a lot of free time. We were just playing around with the green screen.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We made John go first, and he said, whatever you do, don't record this.
We're
and
then
like,
we
recorded that's exactly
it,
what we did.
It was like, there's a whole thing like, all right, you guys aren't getting paid this month, and then we went
through.
Like,
okay.
And then we made everybody do it, and I think we have all that footage just sitting somewhere.
Yeah, I think I have a video of you and your dad with like a bunch
Halloween
of mini
thing.
Versions of you like on a desk. Like, I was gonna run that at like random times in the night, like 2 o'clock in the morning, just like randomly for 5 minutes. Like, I don't think I handed it.
You
flick
it on the TV.
Someone was actually watching it at that point.
Like have some like Adult Swim style stuff.
God, record something so that funny. Seems like, because you could do effects on the in and out where it seems like someone breaking through the signal.
Mm-hmm.
Film just like something ridiculous and then have it seem like it was a glitch through. Like, I can't believe I saw that.
Do like anonymous.
You're like singing unicorn,
taking over town government, and then conspiracy theories, mad conspiracy theories would happen. I mean, so much fun. So the interns for next year at town meeting could be like, they'd see someone come up and be like, did you see this stream at 2 a.m. on MCTV?
And we'd all be over. Like, I don't know.
So, let's get deep here. How does the 8th grade going into 9th grade version of yourself compare to the now graduated version of yourself?
It's always interesting just to think back that far, because you always have memories of, like, I would, like, punch 8th grade me in the face.
Yeah.
Like, I would, like, punt her across the football field.
Yeah.
Like,
she was, I wouldn't be friends with her.
Because I don't know how much of this was 8th grade, but I just know when I was younger, the thing is that I was just really awkward and annoying, and that I really just refused to be wrong. That was my two qualities.
Well, you probably weren't wrong, though, when you think about it.
I mean, like, it's crazy. I was just, like, awful about it. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I think I haven't changed that much, but I've gotten better.
I didn't speak in 8th grade.
I think I spoke too much.
I was mute until sophomore year.
I remember, I think I was friends with you in, like, 7th grade. We're on the same softball team. Remember?
I don't remember that. Oh. But, like...
Well, I called you Agent Shanoon. Like, that's your name in my phone still, I think. Yeah.
I love that.
So, yeah.
I feel like I remember you dropping off at your house once.
What?
We, like, carpooled once.
Oh. Cool. Really cool. But yeah, my 8th grade self, I don't think she was cool. She wasn't. She was just kind of annoying and loud. And hopefully I'm not like that anymore. I don't know.
No, you're not. You're chill.
Thanks. Shannon and I just...
Friendly handshake.
Just handshook.
Papa changed us.
Papa changed me. Permanently.
Life will never be the same.
John, could 8th grade you have seen your aspiring career?
Your burgeoning, your budding rap career?
Yeah, no, started in 7th grade.
Oh.
So yes.
Oh.
But 8th grade, John was a lot more annoying. I'd probably throw him somewhere against a wall.
And if I'm not mistaken, you looked like you walked off the set of The Suite Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah, no, I had like a mop on my head, but it was a moppier mop than this one.
What color was your hair?
It was black.
Jet black.
Like black, yeah.
Because we used to play soccer back in the day.
We did.
Neither of us were very good.
No, we were
soccer
so bad.
I mean, we still kind of do, but ish.
What happened?
Yeah. I managed.
Do any of us play sports?
No.
Wow.
In-town soccer.
Chris government's so hard.
I literally was at Accepted Students Day, and I was like, how bad can I be where I still play intramural soccer? And they're like, you'll be fine, but there's enough international kids where I'm going to get, like, just destroyed by Spanish kids who are like, oh, I've never played soccer competitively in my life, but I'm still 4 times better than you.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt.
So overall improvements all around, or?
Yeah.
I think so. Yes. I would hope so.
Yeah.
More,
so, yeah.
You know, I mean, like, self-confidence, less overthinking, less just, like,
annoying.
Rigid awkwardness.
Yeah.
Rigid awkwardness.
Yeah, that's true.
And that really is the definition of me as a child. Like, just...
Well, what are some of your favorite spots around Marshall? What's the cool things to do in town?
High wall.
High wall, yeah. High wall's nice.
What is high wall?
It's like by the seawall. It's like if you keep going
by the,
in front of the Fairview.
Fairview, yeah.
Fairview.
Okay.
And you sit there.
You just chill.
People also sit at the seawall.
Yeah,
the
seawall's nice. Yeah.
The seawall is a little more like public than high wall, which is kind of the main
high
difference between
like
them.
High wall is kind of like high school kids, I feel like.
Yeah.
And the seawall is like you're gonna like chill and talk. High wall is a little bit more like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Secluded.
That's true.
The beach.
Beach is good.
Yeah, that's it.
A few different beaches.
Fieldston, Wrexham, Green Harbor, Brent Rock, lots of beaches. We are a beach town.
We are a beach town.
Good.
The T's. I've actually never been to the T's before.
Never been to the T's?
No, and I never will.
That's because gut and tendons always get bopped.
Yeah.
There's no need to go.
And I don't like running, so.
that's like by the end of whatever event is happening, I'm just like, I regret going because then you do have to run.
And you're like lost in the woods. You're like, ugh. You're like wearing flip flops. You're like, ugh.
I hope this is the right direction.
Yeah. Your legs are just
you
like
lose
carved
your friends.
Out from like that's
great. Get a bunch of thorns in your leg.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
It's tough.
There's also restaurants.
We do have restaurants.
Yeah, restaurants are good.
Katie's
like, dank.
I feel like it's underrated.
Yeah, I also
it's
feel
been
like
in a long
they
time.
They deserve such a bigger space than they have.
Yeah, the chairs, they gotta fix
Girl
the chairs.
Because like, the portions are huge and it's really good, but it's also like, just nobody goes there.
Yeah. No, then I hope they don't shut down.
I hope they, no, I think since Pazang's closed down, they've had a lot of visitors.
Good.
I wish Pazang's never closed down.
Well, they're opening.
I know, but they won't have the chicken, though.
Somebody
no, they will. Okay, so
they have the same chicken wings because I used to go there like
so
all the time.
So they put out something that's like, oh, we're more than pizza and wings. But apparently, someone bought the Pazang's name, and like all of like the flavors and like the whole menu, basically. So the guy just needed to like change his whole name and redo the menu.
But like, will they still have the same like
probably.
Chicken
it
flavor?
It just probably won't be like called.
It's gonna be beach food, I heard.
What is beach food?
Like,
I thought it was
Hawaiian
marsh food.
What?
Like
Hawaiian.
I don't know.
Like pineapple.
Saying what I heard.
Like pineapple pizza.
Like a steakhouse, like Station 8.
Do you think that they wouldn't replicate something that exists?
I thought it was just gonna be like American, like. Family marsh.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. I love their chicken. It was so good.
The hop is always fun just because it's like
the hop is nice.
You are guaranteed to see four people or more that you know.
It's like diner style.
That's always very uncomfortable for me about the hop.
Yeah.
You gotta
be careful like who you're going with and stuff. I remember like last time I went to the hop with a group of friends, I walked in and I saw like one table of people I knew. We mentally claimed a table across the room, talked to another table people I knew, and then Steve Darcy stole my table.
The one you mentally claimed?
Yeah.
How did he not respect that?
I know. Call dibs in your mind.
I saw you on Saturday, but I didn't say hi.
Yeah, I didn't say hi either. I was like...
We were both just like...
She's probably like with her friends.
Yeah.
It's not going to bother.
They were all wearing white shirts, and then you weren't wearing a white shirt.
That's because for the show, we were all wearing white, and then I just didn't bother to wear my white.
I get that.
But the good thing about a terrible sleep schedule is you can show up to the hop at like 5:30 in the morning, and then you won't see anyone you know. It'll just be empty, and you'll get full service. It's great.
What time do they open at? 5?
5:30.
Wow.
You're like there before they
that.
Are. You're like,
I'm
come
not
guys,
at this level
ahead.
Of terrible sleep schedule yet, but it's always funny when you're just like. I'll go to bed soon. Oh, that's the sun.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you're like,
oh.
we'll try again tomorrow.
To bed soon.
We got a lot of coffee shops.
Yes.
And ice
coffee
cream
shack
stuff.
Is nice.
Coffee shack is nice.
I enjoy coffee shack.
Drink coffee.
Raspberry iced tea from coffee shack. Very good. Unsweetened.
Mm.
I recommend.
Try.
Shout out. What?
I like their caramel turtle coffee.
My cousin works there. I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, really? Oh. They're hiring.
Oh.
If anybody needs a job, I should definitely apply.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
My friend's cousin works
I think a lot of places are hiring.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. Because usually I feel like every like summer job is like already like full because of like college kids coming back.
Yeah.
Is coffee good? I don't like coffee.
I love coffee.
Well, there's coffee and then there's fake coffee that like
maybe.
Stores the caffeine
like,
and it doesn't taste like anything.
So I like fake coffee pretty much.
Yeah.
Or I don't like the wicked sugary ones, but I do like a lot of cream and sugar and just like the normal flavors, normal regular coffee.
2 days over the school year, I was like, I'm gonna be a black coffee guy, so I drank black coffee
for
2 days.
Oh, you can't start with black coffee.
Well, it wasn't bad, and then I just like stopped.
Yeah, a lot of people like black coffee.
I do
not.
Shocked
I tried
like
it.
Black
I'm one of those people.
Guy.
I just feel like
that's
psychotic.
I just kind of grew with it, though. I didn't just go right
just
into
like,
it like
2 days of black coffee.
Yeah.
See,
and then no more coffee.
Started with like the super sugary stuff and then like slowly just fell off the ladder into black coffee.
What the
yeah,
Starbucks
I'm just
was?
Weak.
What?
Well, there was a story to it. The Starbucks once, I'm like, yo, what's a blonde coffee? They're like, you want to try it? I said, all right.
You're like, I'm blonde. This coffee's blonde. Let's do it.
Is this black coffee
I
with bleach in it?
I rolled up to the drive-thru. They're like, here's your quad. I'm like, What do you mean quad? Quad espresso. Espresso isn't this tiny, tiny thing. Like, this big, and I have a town meeting, or a town hall meeting right after. So I just, like, I didn't know the power of espresso, so I drink it, and I'm, like, literally shaking during the town hall meeting. I call my friend, I'm like, I think I'm dying. I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah, that reminds me of someone from town meeting, but I'm not gonna say who it is. Yeah, we all know. We all know.
I was mix up his name. Yeah,
we're not gonna say it. No,
yeah. We're gonna get it wrong.
Yeah.
And if we do say it, then we'll have to edit it out.
Yeah, I don't want
to
do that.
I feel like we've already said enough things we're gonna have to cut. Papa. That we might as well.
I don't know. I think we're good so far. Papa. But
is this a song now? I can hear the echo faintly from outside the room.
It's like something out of a nightmare.
Oh God!
What a horror movie is this? ASMR. All
right, here's a new hook track on one of your new songs.
It's just John
rapping.
It just every once in a while, you take a breath and then you just pop up and then you go back to.
No, but seriously, do you guys know ASMR?
Yes.
You guys,
we were doing it to them.
You don't know.
We were just. Like,
I know what it is, but I don't.
It's like this, like thing. This was like stimulate your mind and like keep you like satisfied. Yeah. So it's like
sounds.
It's a thing. People on YouTube just like make sounds into microphones.
Doesn't like
scratch their beards on stuff.
Like falling asleep.
It's just like weirdly specific sounds that like certain people enjoy.
Yeah. But some of them are weird. Like some of them are like role play. Yeah. So it's like a fake doctor's office.
Those ones aren't fun, but like there's like tapping on like cork and stuff.
And then there's like soap cutting. You should watch the
soap cutting. Is good.
And then there's mukbang or mukbang, and it's people eating.
Yeah, I don't
you
like
guys
that.
Seem to be really into this.
Wait, is that where the term muk comes from?
Mukbang, yeah.
To muk
I think
food?
So.
Oh my God.
And it's just people eating term? Like large no. amounts
yeah,
of food.
Yeah, I don't like
it
those.
Looks,
we
I love those.
You guys do so Scotland, hungry. We all got Scotland, really close with ASMR.
Yeah.
Yo,
like,
gathered around.
When you're on the bus,
stuff,
like, yeah. you have nothing to do.
Gathered around the iPhone, brothers and sisters.
We're
going
to
listen to some woman eating pickles.
We put it on the speaker the last night in London. We were out cold in, like, a second.
Well, Elisa likes to listen to weird ones.
She listens
Elisa
to, like,
listens,
one.
Like,
a little girl
it's like,
playing with a squishy. No.
Have you guys ever seen Hereditary?
Yep.
New movie?
No.
I wish I didn't.
There's the girl in the movie is, like, just always says, like,
see,
it's so scary.
See, there's some movies that are, like, this one's designed to, like, freak you out a little, and then it's fun. And Hereditary was like, we're going to mess you up.
Yeah, we're going to mess you
you're
up.
You're going to be uncomfortable for the next week.
Was it that scary?
It's like, this it's is just the thing. Like, it's not, like, even the scariest movie I've ever seen, in my opinion, but it's just, like, mind-bogglingly, like, unsettling.
It makes you think,
like, it
yeah.
makes you real, which well, is, like, good. I like it a lot.
Well, it was interesting, because, like, after for a while, I was just uncomfortable, and it wasn't even like I was scared. Things in the movie were because it's still very surreal. Like I'm not like,
and it obviously would never happen.
Like I'm like, not expecting stuff like from that to happen to me, but there'd just be like a bug in my room, and I'm like, like maybe I don't want to walk into the dark
bugs.
Right now. And it's like,
I love scary movies like that.
We both are just like, I
didn't
well,
need
we
to see three decapitations in one movie. Like that was too many.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feel like last night because I was on my phone. I throw my phone against the wall. I'm like, not
doing it.
When you turn the lights off, then the one source of light is your phone.
Wait,
onto
wait,
a,
yeah, what's
oh, hello.
There you are.
She just says things three times. So aggressive.
I didn't even notice I did this until you pointed it out.
Town meeting. She's like, over the headset. She's like, stupid.
I didn't even notice I did that.
So let's
stupid.
Let's bring this around with some hard-hitting debate.
Yes.
Pineapple on pizza or no?
It's fine.
Honestly, for me, yes.
I'm all right with it.
But I think it goes against the like odds of nature or whatever. Like I think it's like so weird.
It violates
and gross.
The spirit of pizza.
But yeah, but
naturally
like,
occurring
I
pizza.
Like it.
You know, when you pick pizza off the vine, it doesn't have pineapple on it. But
that's
this is a violation of the natural order.
Did you see someone put pizza on pineapple?
Ew.
Oh no.
I don't think pineapple belongs on pizza, but like, there's like some foods. I'm not sure if I'm actually allergic to them, but I get really anxious about them. Okay, no, like,
one
of
like
okay, no,
they just make you like unsettled.
Like they just make your throat feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, like when I eat pineapple, I get really nervous and I start like my throat starts to feel really weird.
I think this
so
is
just,
like
yeah.
subconscious.
Well, no, honestly, like Pineapple does kind of make my throat hurt too a little bit. Like it's like
it hurts your
very acidic.
I'm like, it just gets like sore. So I'm like, I don't know if I can eat pineapple anymore.
He's like crying. He's like, pineapple hurt me.
So like pineapple John, on pizza, probably a no for me.
John, what happened? The pineapple's being mean to me.
Pineapple.
You guys are making fun of my insecurities over food here, and it doesn't help. All right.
What kind of idiot has food allergies?
I'm just not sure if it's an allergies thing. Like, same thing happens with, like, lobster. And it makes me afraid to eat, like, regular shellfish, too. Like,
see, my solution is I just don't eat anything. Because I was a picky eater when I was a kid, and then I had food allergies, and I used it to justify it.
He doesn't?
Chris has never... Well,
you've never eaten pasta before?
You were so mad about that.
You've never eaten pasta before.
He has.
I did like once or twice, but I didn't enjoy it.
What?
Like
you ran out of ravioli?
And now he just doesn't.
There's so many different types that you could eat. And you don't like any?
Believe me.
I don't like any? Not a single. You don't like spaghetti?
I just don't.
Who touched my spaghetti? No, but
doesn't that just bother you?
That's very unsettling, and I think you're kind of a psychopath now, so like I don't think we can be friends.
That's like putting your ketchup on your french fries and not dipping.
Because the backstory is I didn't eat a wide variety of things as a kid because,
you know,
I was a child.
You know.
And then they were like, hey, certain foods will kill you. And I was like, okay, I don't want to eat anything else. So it takes like a lot of like,
I have to push myself
to like try new things if it's not like within a realm of stuff I'm comfortable with. So
now I feel bad for calling you a psychopath.
No.
I'm sorry. I just love pasta.
I also just don't like tomato that much.
And yeah.
It's a kind of
it doesn't
like
have to be.
You put butter
but like
on
a lot
it
of it
Alfredo.
Is.
My eyes twitching. Sorry.
You did yell at me about this for like a month.
A month and a half, yeah. I'm over it.
Just force feed him like pasta.
You will eat your pasta.
Worst nightmare.
While he's sleeping, just kidnapped.
Tied up in Shannon's basement, just being force fed pasta.
pasta, Chris.
Only thing you have to drink
it's
is
good.
Alfredo sauce.
We have John in one corner. I'm giving him pineapple.
John's like, I'm gonna die. And you're like,
nah. Pineapple juice IV. I just lost too much. I don't know, pineapple juice.
This has become like don't hug me, I'm scared level. Like, like not really that scary, but just really weird concept. And you're like, what's going on?
What?
Really just like psychologically like threatening.
I love don't hug me, I'm scared.
So does Shaq.
I do as well. Jack. Grab your Shaq.
I was talking to Nathan Bartlett, and he said, you want this? It was like, it actually was pineapple. He was like, you want this pineapple? I said, no, I can't eat pineapple. And he's like, time is a construct. I said,
what? There's no such thing as time. I made construct.
I didn't know what to say. He's like, okay, but do you have the time? Like, I just didn't know how to react to it. It was very uncomfortable.
I mean, what was going through that kid's head 5 minutes before that? Like,
I don't know what goes through.
Yeah, you never know what might be going through that kid's head.
Yeah,
he's a lot of fun though. He's interesting. Ooh,
good man, interesting guy.
Well, with a response like that, I guess it's probably pretty fun.
I mean, it's just a construct, though.
I mean, like the way we measure it is a construct, but it is like a thing.
If you go at light
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to argue with the Harvard man.
Well, just like
don't feed his ego. Argue with him.
Just like in physics, time is a thing.
Yeah.
Like
if you travel at light
eighth
speed,
grade,
like
10
years in
right
there
now.
Will be like blah, blah, blah amount of years here. And then, so like speed is relative to time. It's weird.
Special relativity.
Yeah.
I did a project on it for Spillhouse.
Obviously, you know more about it than I do. Because I think I learned this from TV.
I did the project at like midnight. But
that project I did on Seesaws. So,
he
gave you a list of things to pick from. It was like
I didn't pick
the
from
physics
the list.
Of hockey.
I was just like
special relative. Like it was a real range of stuff.
Yeah. Whole spectrum.
But like really, physics is weird because the really simple stuff is just really boring. But then like the interesting stuff is really
boring.
Like stupidly complicated. Because like if it's like we're just gonna kick a thing across a room and then do math, you're like, why am I here? But if they're like want to know about space, you're like, yeah. That sounds cool.
Why is anyone here?
Think about that, Shannon. Why are we here?
Because we're interns.
Oh, that's actually true.
Why are we here?
That's why we're here right now.
It is our job to be here. Yeah.
True.
So overall, how'd you like the internship?
It's good.
What could be better?
I liked it a lot.
I liked it. I think it brought us all really closer together.
Yeah.
What are you saying? What could be
what
better?
Learning to swim. That has nothing to do with us, man. We
I
don't
feel like
swim.
MCRTV should sponsor.
I know how to swim.
Honestly, sponsor.
I thought you said you were joking about not knowing how to swim.
Yeah, no.
You actually don't know how to swim?
Yeah, I know how to swim.
Oh. Okay.
No, I can miss my friend for like 3 or 4 months that I didn't know how to swim. When he's seen me swim before, he just must have forgot. I always told him, I'm like, I can't swim. He's like, dude, I'll teach you when the summer comes.
I'll teach you.
Happy birthday, Raven.
I can't swim. Happy birthday, Raven.
I can't swim.
That's not getting the Vine reference here. Wow.
Wow.
I missed the whole Vine
thing.
Wow,
you did?
Oh,
you never...
Like, skipped right over it.
See,
you aren't
like a true American.
I missed it when it was happening. I missed it when it was happening, but then I had a study with Shannon, and then I like had
Corruption.
To know all of them.
I had a few Vines that I made.
Were they good?
Yeah, really no. Good. They were very
My
bad.
Favorite one right now is the guy who's listening to, I don't know, but he just goes, Summertime!
Oh! What is his name? Oh my god, why don't I know this? He's like, Summertime! I don't practice.
Summer, I got my hat on backwards, I'm ready to party.
Oh my god, who is it?
I have to look it up.
It's anyway,
this is
it's Riff Raff.
It's Riff Raff.
It's Riff Raff.
Shifted hard.
It's Riff Raff, yeah.
So how can the internship be
that?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, more I think if we just did, if we, like, if
it didn't
more.
End.
If we,
because I feel yeah. like, if it, yeah, just, like, more, I guess.
You really gotta push us to, like
yeah, because I feel like we're all like, somewhat
your,
lazy.
Your new show is a great idea, and I want to do it. But us not being made to like come in and actually do it, it's
yeah.
Gonna be hard
we were
to
all
that.
Like, well, "That's good."
Yeah, it's hard to get you all in here because you were all busy with a ton of stuff. But now you're on summer vacation.
But not now, so you should force us all to come in. More.
Yes, you should.
Yeah.
All right,
because you know
yeah,
we all.
Actually.
You got scripts already. Just put together a schedule. And we'll be like, all right,
Tuesdays
I gotta come.
And Thursdays.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
I literally do nothing, ever.
Yeah. Still don't know how to do the switcher, but some 6-year-old boy does. So like.
And the other thing is that like the way that we were doing it was relatively low impact of like, it was just nice to help out every once in a while, or it's nice to just keep doing that. But you know, obviously we're not going to live in Marshfield, so that doesn't really work out.
Yeah. So I think we're just about up on time, because I think someone needs to come in and use the studio. Thanks for coming in and doing this. Maybe we'll try and do it again.
Thanks for having us.
Maybe one of these times we do a podcast, we'll have like a coherent thought.
Yeah, no, it's,
yeah, maybe.
It's interesting stuff. Because you guys, I ask a question, like you answer for like half a second and then just like go off on a tangent immediately.
There's lots of things.
There's never any like clear answers.
No.
All of our attention spans are just great.
Yeah.
Well, thanks guys.
Papa.
Thank you.
Bye.
Papa.
See you later.
Bye.